As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
I told you this was going to be an eclectic show. That was the Bokey Band and Joe Russo with Head Rush Part 1. Just last week, they debuted their fiery approach to acoustic music at New York City's Winter Jazz Fest, part of the Hooterole Plus experience Joe Russo presented at the Brooklyn Bowl. When this single hit my inbox, I freaked out a little, and truth be told, part of what inspired me to do this show. I can't wait to hear what comes next for the Bogey Band and Joe Russo, and I promise you, I will be on it and share as much as I can with you when I can. Now, if we could just get Joe Russo to do the show, that would be so amazing. Well, maybe one day. Now, are you up for what Chris Robinson calls a Marin County hippie hayride? Of course, I'm talking about the Greenleaf Rustlers, a quintet made up of Robinson, Greg Loicano, Pete Sears, Barry Sless, and John Molo. They unfortunately rarely perform outside of Northern California. The band does sensational covers and reimaginations of outlaw country and country rock by artists like Graham Parsons, Waylon Jennings, The Byrds, and a whole lot more. In fact, when we spoke to Greg Loicano about the project some time ago, he mentioned that often on stage, Chris would just point and say, "Hey, it's your turn to play a song." The good news for us, though, is that they'll be releasing a 2-LP live collection mixed by Betty Cantor Jackson, and we are so stoked to hear this music so sweetly recorded. Until then, I'm able to share this cover of an Arthur Crudup song. In fact, Elvis Presley's debut.
That's all right, mama. That's all right for you. That's all right. All right, mom. That's all right, babe. Anyway you do, anything you do, anyway you do, everything you wanna do, anything you wanna do.
Hot. Fiery hot. That was the Greenleaf Rustlers with That's All Right Mama from their upcoming live record, From Within Marin. I can't wait. Jam Cruise, a cruise I dream about going on every year when I hear reports back, took place last week, and amongst the participants was Ghostlight. They had an incredible 2019, and I anticipate even more goodness from the band that features two friends of the show, Holly Bowling and Tom Hamilton, in 2020. So with that, here's Don't Come Apart from their performance January 10th, 2020 on Jam Cruise.
Thank you.
Now, what you heard is an incomplete version of the song, since as they typically do, they went a whole set with other stuff and finished the tune at the end of that set. You can hear everything from the Pantheon Theater aboard Jam Cruise, January 10th, 2020, from Ghostlight at archive.org. In fact, we've left a link in the show notes. While we await their forthcoming record, Presto, from Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, they continue to tour and release singles for the new record. One of those singles is High as Five, and it's full of what you'd expect from the boys. A pulsing bass line, some catchy licks, and great use of pedals and effects. And yes, lyrics we can all sing along to. So let's hear it. Here is High as Five. That was High as Five with a Mutron-like effect on Jeremy Shawn's guitar. Fun stuff. Looking forward to hearing all of Presto do it January 24th. Yay! Speaking of upcoming albums we are psyched for, the Wood Brothers will release their 7th album, Kingdom in My Mind, and I can tell you firsthand, I'm definitely excited for what could happen to one of the best American bands on the scene. Sure, they've been nominated for a Grammy before, but with this record, they're gonna win one. I've heard the album multiple times, but one song for me at least stands out. It's potentially one of the best love songs I've heard in a long time because of its concise yet colorful storytelling. Here is The One I Love.
Dominican girl, half my age, satin skin and laughing face, star white smile and strong brown legs. I do most anything she says. The one I love, the one I love. I go home to the one I love. I like a good temptress to stir my blood, but I go home to the one I love. Green eyes, long red hair, freckled nose and high cheeks so fair. She casts her spell where the scent of rose tells me I'm the one she wants to know. The one I love, yeah, the one I love. I go home to the one I love. All her friends, spins around with all kinds of men. She comes home smiling, who knows where from, 'cause she knows she's the one I love. The one I
The One I Love from the Wood Brothers. Catch them on tour this winter, and don't forget to listen to Kingdom in My Mind, or better yet, buy it at woodbros.com now or on January 24th. The other love song that I can't stop listening to is, well, From Fruition. We have already extolled the virtues of the latest album, Broken, at the break of day, and in fact, during my conversation with Kaylin Asbrook, I mentioned how much I love Mimi Naja's performance on Counting the Days. Rather than saying much more, have a listen for yourself. Here is Counting the Days from Fruition.
Close the blinds, don't let the light come pouring in. Wondering if you've grown too tired of all my ways. Well, I still have your love. I'm counting the days. I'm counting the days. I'm counting the days that I can still make you laugh. Gonna get you so good, got to fold yourself in half. But when the silence comes and all the laughter fades, will I still have your love? I'm counting the days. I'm counting the days.
Life on the road and the perils of missing a loved one. That was Counting the Days from Fruition, with an absolutely gorgeous performance from Mimi Naja. She unravels the heart-wrenching truth of being away. Just beautiful. We hope you enjoyed 7 songs you should be listening to. Again, if you have a comment or want to share a special song with me, just reach out on Twitter at Ira Haberman or at The Sound Media. Also, please consider sharing this episode with your friends. Everyone loves the gift of music, and you'll feel great for sharing it. You can check the show description for links to the bands we've profiled this week. Of course, I'll keep listening for the secret and searching for the sound. Before we leave you, the tributes continue for Rush drummer Neil Peart, and we mentioned in last week's edition of Live 5, powered by Nugs.net, Umphrey's McGee is at the top of the list of bands that can pull off homage to this great Canadian progressive rock band. So it makes sense on January 18th, they covered Limelight, one of my favorite Rush songs, at the Beacon Theater in New York.
This is to a fallen hero recently. We lost a titan in the drum world. This is for him. Mr. Neil Peart. Thank you.
You've been listening to 7 Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at Ira Haberman or at the Sound Media. Thank you for listening.